For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
My thanks to the folks out here at Studio B, Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. Another nice day out here where I'm entertained by sports for the whole day. We go out of the little studio they've built here and there's people who want to talk sports to my left. There's a TV the size of Mulsey's cranium where I have all the NFL draft news. I've got NBA highlights. I'm pumped again for tonight's game and games. I don't know if you are limits, but this is the best time of the sports year for me. For one day, it's the opening of the NCAA tournament. But for, you know, a span of weeks in a row, this is incredible. There's NHL and NBA playoff action on every single night. Not to mention we're diving deep into baseball season right now. Do you agree?
I actually don't. Start of March is one that I really like, but I also really like October because college football is really starting to ramp up. The NFL is playing. You have the World Series, and you're welcoming back the NBA and the NHL, yes, where you can have the sports equinox where everyone's playing at once.
Equinox is a wonderful word that you pronounce correctly.
It's one that I could easily botch.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19. Peters Township, social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Now, I referenced the Neil Walker clip. I can simply paraphrase it. We can hear it tomorrow. But he was asked about, on the morning show, about O'Neal Cruz getting these strange days off to save him. Save him for what? When you're 30 games out in July? What are we doing? You're desperate to win a game Sunday against Cleveland. They're about to sweep you. And he's your best hitter by a million miles. I mean, his OPS is rising toward 900. He's crushing baseballs. And the lineup stinks. What are we doing? He just was taken off his feet the night before, to borrow Shelty's phrase. They needed to take him off his feet. How in the world is he not in the lineup? And I don't care if it's a lefty on Sunday. I thought he was starting to hit lefties.
Getting him off his feet.
Yeah, that. So Walker was asked about this and it was pointed out by Crowley that Walker played 159 games one year. And I thought it was interesting, and I think you were listening too, Limits, when Walker said that him and McCutchen would go to Hurdle during stretches and Hurdle wanted them to play all the home games because of the fans and also because it was easier to recuperate at home and things like that. But Hurdle would say to those two guys, hey, we got, you know, you've played 25 games in a row. We have a little trip coming up. You guys decide amongst yourselves which game or games you might need a break in. I guess game, since he played 159. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Entirely. And I think it's a good process to have that transparency between the manager and the owner, or the manager and the players, where right now you're seeing Andrew McCutchen commenting on Twitter about days off in quotes, and O'Neal Cruz playing one game fewer, and I know we're splitting hairs talking about one game, but Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier have played in more games than O'Neill Cruz this year. That should not happen. That is no business happening.
That's crazy. I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I don't understand it. And from Shelton's perspective, and again, unless he's getting his orders from above, if he's feeling the heat right now, like that his job is in jeopardy, why in the world? I'd be playing O'Neill Cruz every single day. I'd have Paul Skeens on the mound for 120 pitches. I mean, I would be fighting for my baseball life right now as a manager, not resting my best hitter who had the night off in the field, you know, 12 hours earlier. It's beyond baffling to me. I'm assuming nobody needs a rest tonight since they had a day off yesterday. But who knows when we see the lineup? I don't know. Eventually, I want to see a lineup that begins, you know, I'm hoping that Horowitz is at least competent and you can go some combination. I'd probably lead off McCutchen, which is crazy, I know, but he still gives you the best at bat and has a high on base percentage. I might go McCutchen, Reynolds, Cruz, Bart, Horowitz, Gonzalez when he gets back. I mean, at least that gives me a little bit of hope and isn't rife with guys hitting 130, right?
I agree. You got to try to stack it up at the top.
Thank you, Limits, and have a wonderful day. Bob will be back tomorrow, and we have all kinds of treats as we build toward the drama of round one of the NFL draft. Again, thanks to the folks at Bowser Chevy out here in Monroeville. Good night, Limits.
Good night, Joe.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.